cigarette?
Have I got a cigarette? Dean, I've got the cigarette.
You mean Chesterfield?
I mean Chesterfield.
I'm with you.
Which means that Chesterfield, the first cigarette in America to give you premium quality in both regular and king size, brings you the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show.
Possible smoke for all you folks.
Sound off for Chesterfield. Sound off for Chesterfield. Try a pack of Chesterfield.
And do it today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to bring you our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Tuesday is rolled around, which means another 30 minutes of fun and frivolity with the old Chesterfield crew. I see our producer in the booth giving me that let's go signal, so if our maestro Dick Stabile will give me the downbeat, I'd like to start things off with Pretty Baby.
Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? We'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby of mine. Pretty baby, oh baby. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? We'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby of mine, oh dear. Pretty baby of mine.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now it gives me great pleasure to introduce...
Dean!
Well, what do you know? Jerry Lewis! Well, what's up, Jerry? What's all the excitement?
Gosh, Dean, I can't find it anywhere. Have you seen my tongue?
Your tongue? But, Jerry, you have your tongue. It's that long, curved thing that wobbles around in your mouth.
You sure that's my tongue?
Well, of course.
Good heavens, and somebody stole my shoehorn.
Jerry, you're an idiot. You know that? You're an idiot. Why don't you settle down and get yourself a hobby? Something to do in your spare time, huh?
Oh, I got something to do, Dean. I just took a special job with NBC. I'm in charge of selling all the radio shows. You can be my first customer, too. You want to buy a daytime serial program?
Look, I'm glad you have a job, but I don't want to buy a daytime serial program.
Oh, but this is one. Oh, boy, what a corker it is. It's called The Third Mrs. Burton. It's the story of a small barefooted boy who grew up to be a large barefooted boy.
No, Jerry, I don't think I...
It's the story that asks the question, can a girl who is married to a gopher be happy with a mole?
Jerry, now, once and for all, I'm not interested in buying a soap opera.
Then maybe I can sell you a giveaway show. I got one giveaway program that's especially written for unemployed people. It's called The Big Layoff.
No, Jerry, I don't...
And how about a dramatic show? This one's all about a girl who is 24 feet tall and weighs 6,000 pounds.
What's it called?
Big Sister.
Well, that figures. Now that you got that one off your chest, let's drop it, huh? I don't want to buy a radio program. Besides, I don't have enough money.
You don't?
I can't even support my wife and five lawyers.
That's all the more reason why you ought to invest in something good. Look, we have a wonderful music group here at NBC, and you can have them real cheap.
Really? Well, what's the combination?
Well, they got three washboards, first, second, and alto. Then there's an old man with asthma in the key of C sharp. And they have a wonderful new instrument that gives them the beat.
What's that?
A stopped-up sink.
You know, I think I'm getting just a little tired of Jerry Lewis.
All right, suppose I become Florence Dank.
And who is Florence Dank?
Only the greatest channel swimmer the world has ever known.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, for our first guest, it becomes my pleasure to introduce the world's greatest lady swimmer, a girl who has swum across every channel known to man, Miss Florence Dank. Miss Dank, they told me what a great swimmer you are, but frankly, I had no idea you were so attractive.
Oh, I'm not really so attractive, Mr. Martin. Of course, I do have a stunning figure. My nose is adorable, my lips are luscious, my eyes are dreamy, and my complexion is simply divine. But good heavens, I wouldn't say I'm attractive.
What are you then?
I'm gorgeous.
Well, it's no wonder. You must take very good care of yourself.
Oh, certainly. What other woman gets a grease job every 1,000 miles?
Back to your appearance, would you say that being a channel swimmer has helped improve the way you look?
No question about it, Mr. Martin. Take my hair. It used to look like dry, shredded wheat. Now, can you believe a thing like that? But after 10 years of swimming every day, you know what it looks like?
What?
Wet, shredded wheat.
Gee, that sounds like quite a problem for your hairdresser.
Oh, it certainly is, Mr. Martin. After my last channel swim. Now, just listen to this.
I am. I'm listening.
I went to my hairdresser for a shampoo, and you'll never guess what she found in my hair.
An old bobby pin.
No, an old flounder.
Did you take it home to dinner?
No, I wasn't hungry, so I took it to a movie instead.
What picture did you see?
The new Rita Hayworth picture.
Now, there's my idea of a beautiful woman.
Oh, she's all right, but I have that lanolin plus look.
Yeah? Lanolin plus what?
Chicken fat.
Oh. Dank, we've heard that you owe much of your success to your mother, who has always stood by you. Is this true? Do you owe your success to your mother? Mother?
No, no. Well, my mother did help me a lot, honestly, but mostly I owe everything to my lungs. You can have the best mother in the world, but don't ever try swimming without a lung.
I understand that, but... Did you ever have any trouble breathing while you were swimming?
Only once. I was swimming the channel, and all of a sudden, something went wrong with my breathing.
What happened?
A sardine swam up my nostril.
What a shame.
Yeah, it was. For 3 days, I sneezed olive oil.
Miss Dank, let's hear a little about your personal life. Have you ever been married?
3 times, actually. My first husband was a lumberjack. He got killed by a falling tree.
That's too bad.
My second husband was killed by a falling tree, too.
For heaven's sake.
But my third husband died in his sleep.
What happened?
A tree fell on him.
Our time is drawing short, Miss Dank. But one last question before we go. I'm sure the people listening in would like to hear of your most exciting experience in the water.
Well, I guess my most exciting experience is the first time I was swimming the Panama Canal and I got caught in the locks.
You were caught in the locks without an escape?
Worse, I was caught in the locks without a bagel.
Nose, throat, and accessory organs not adversely affected by smoking Chesterfields. First such report ever published about any cigarette, and it applies only to Chesterfield. A responsible consulting organization has reported the results of a continuing study by a competent medical specialist and his staff on the effects of smoking Chesterfield cigarettes. A group of people from various walks of life was organized to smoke only Chesterfields. For 6 months, this group of men and women smoked their normal amount of Chesterfields, 10 to 40 a day. 45% of the group have smoked Chesterfields continually from 1 to 30 years, for an average of 10 years each. At the beginning and at the end of the 6 months period, each smoker was given a thorough examination, including X-ray pictures by the medical specialist and his assistants. The examination covered the sinuses as well as the nose, ears, and throat. the medical specialist, after a thorough examination of every member of the group, stated,
"It is my opinion that the ears, nose, throat, and accessory organs of all participating subjects examined by me were not adversely affected in the 6 months period by smoking the cigarettes provided."
Remember this Chesterfield report. It's the first such report ever published by any cigarette.
Nose, throat, and accessory organs not adversely affected by smoking Chesterfields.
By Chesterfield. Either way you like them, regular or king size, Chesterfield gives you the best possible smoke.
Well, a number of years ago, there was a play on Broadway that became a tremendous hit. It was called Having a Wonderful Time. Well, a few months ago, a number of bright talents got together and made a musical comedy out of this play. They changed the title, wrote a sensational score, and now Wish You Were Here is playing to standees. And in case you can't guess why I'm saying all this, I might as well tell you that I'm going to take a crack at the title song. So, Ricardo?
Not making the skies as blue this year. Wish you were here. As blue as they used to when you were near. Wish you were here. And the mornings don't seem as new, brand new as they did with you. Wish you were here. Wish you were here, wish you were here. Someone's painting the leaves all wrong this year. Wish you were here. And why did the birds change their song this year? Wish you were here. They're not shining the stars as bright. They've stolen the joy from the night. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Shining the stars as bright, they've stolen the joy from the night. Wish you were here, wish you were here, wish you were here.
Gentlemen, our guest tonight is a man who crashed into pictures a few years ago and almost overnight found himself high in the ranks of our most popular stars. Jerry and I hope to bring you a big guest every week, but we don't know anyone bigger than that 6 feet 4 inches of rugged manhood, Jeff Chandler. Yeah, yeah.
Folks, and hi, Dean.
Jeff, it's a pleasure to have you with us tonight.
Well, thank you, Dean. Say, where's that partner of yours? You know, he won't spend a whole day knocking at my front door.
Jerry spent a whole day knocking at your front door? How come?
Well, we decided to sell our house last month, so we put a sign up on the front lawn. It said, Mr. Jeff Chandler, anxious to sell. Mrs. Chandler will show by appointment only.
But what made Jerry spend a day knocking at your front door?
Well, he thought the sign read, Mr. Jeff Chandler, anxious to sell. Mrs. Chandler will show by appointment only.
Oh, so Jerry wanted to buy your wife, huh?
You beat that. I was mad enough to shoot him.
You were?
Well, sure. His check bounced.
Oh, it did. Well, no wonder you never opened that door.
Hey, Dean. Dean, have you seen...
Good heavens, there's a strange bird in our little nest.
You look awfully familiar, buddy. Haven't I seen the outside of your house?
You sure have, Jerry. Say hello to Mr. Chandler.
Chandler? You got a Happy Chandler who used to be the baseball czar?
No, Jerry,
Hey, did Joe DiMaggio ever get the first base with Marilyn Monroe?
Look, Jerry, Happy Chandler is someone else. My name is Chandler, too, but I'm not happy.
How do you like that? 6 feet, 4 inches tall, a tremendous physique, a handsome face. He's not happy. I should be so miserable.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I just don't know what to do with this boy. Look, Jerry,
What?
Jerry, I want you to be nice to our guests. You know, now be a little gentleman and exchange greetings with Mr. Chandler.
All righty. Mr. Chandler, my partner says I should come up to you and we should exchange greetings.
So?
So I'll trade you two Happy New Years for a Merry Christmas.
Jerry, I told you...
Wait, Dean, let me handle this. Jerry, I'm Jeff Chandler, the actor.
How do you do?
I am Jerry Lewis, the enchanting.
I've been around a lot of strange people, but Jerry, you sure talk in circles.
Can I help it? I got a round mouth.
You old humdinger, you.
That's amazing, Jerry. How do you do it?
Do what?
How do you fit a round mouth into such a square head?
Excuse me, fellas, but I don't like the while you two are working together here.
Yeah, we do pretty good together. Maybe we ought to team up, huh, Jeff?
I can just see the billing. That sensational new comedy team, Mutt and Jeff.
Now, look. Hold it, boys. I don't want to come between you. Look, maybe we ought to get into the sketch. What's it going to be?
Well, we thought we'd make you feel at home, Jeff, and do a Western. You know, Jerry, do you think you can handle a Western roll?
Is it anything like an onion roll?
Dean. Well, let's get on with the sketch.
Yeah.
If I know how these things go, it's about time for George Fenneman to set the scene.
And now, through the magic of radio, Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Jeff Chandler take you to the roughest, toughest town of all time. A town where outlaws thrive, and a man's lifespan is measured by the speed of his draw. A town where lawlessness reigns supreme. The toughest, roughest, and wildest town of all time. Boston. Yes, Boston, Wyoming. And there we meet the greatest trio of desperados ever to ride the range. The three James brothers.
My name's Jesse James. I'm married to the West.
My name's Frank James. I'm married to my gun.
My name is Harry James. Any questions?
Yes, it's the infamous James brothers. Wherever the James brothers rode, they left their mark. Jesse with his... Frank with his... And Harry with his... As we meet the James brothers, they've just robbed the bank at Abilene, and they're fleeing to their hideout with a posse at their heels.
There's the hideout, boys. Let's go.
Come on now, boys. Let's divvy up the loot.
We sure cleaned out that bank. I stole myself about 6,000 gold.
I got away with 8,000 in greenbacks.
What was your take, Harry?
Two blotters and an application to join the Christmas Club.
Why, you lily-livered goat. Heck of a bank robber you turned out to be.
All right, there's no need to get your spurs in an uproar, buddy. I never claimed to be no bank robber. I got a different specialty. Why, I'm the biggest rustler in these parts.
Part of the West you come from, driving car.
The southern part of the West.
How come you ain't rustling now?
I forgot my tap of the short.
Oh.
No, it ain't no use, Jess. He's plain yeller. You know something? If it wasn't for Ma, I'd cut his throat.
What's Ma got to do with it?
I promised she could watch.
Oh.
Okay, boys, now I took all I'm going to take of this here. I ain't hankering for no fight. But if that's what you're hankering for, then even I ain't hankering. I'm going to start hankering right now. And another thing.
What?
Can I borrow your hankering?
All right, let's cut this crazy palaver. We got to get organized. Harry, you go out and water the horses.
Okay, Frank, but it's silly. Every time I water those horses, darn it, but don't rain.
You know, Jesse, he must be loco or something.
He's loco or nothing.
Yeah, well.
The horses ain't there. They're gone.
Gone? Gone? Are you sure?
Yeah, all I could find was this note.
Here, let me see that.
Read it, Frank. What's it say?
It says, you are good... You are a no-good bunch of coyotes, and I decided to leave you stranded in your hideout. I've hated you for years, and I hope the posse catches you and hangs you.
How's it signed?
Old Faithful.
It's the posse.
Yes. You're surrounded, James Brothers. Come on with your hands up.
Yeah, well, you better come and get us.
I'll give you one chance. What do you say, Jesse James?
You'll never take me alive.
What do you say, Frank James?
You'll never take me alive.
What do you say, Harry James?
Listen to what the nation's press has had to say about king-size Chesterfields.
Cleveland Press. Dealers everywhere report the big pack sale phenomenal. Last week in Cleveland, some areas reported the long-size Chesterfield outsold all other brands.
Atlantic City Evening Union. Wholesalers and retailers report an extraordinary demand for Chesterfields in both sizes, with sellouts in many instances.
And from all over the country, we're getting reports from dealers telling us no product they ever handled has grown so fast in so short a time as king-size Chesterfields.
With the buying public today, high quality for the money is a must. And that's why so many smokers are changing to Chesterfield. First cigarette in America to give you premium quality in both regular and king-size. King-size Chesterfield is exactly the same as regular Chesterfield, except it's larger. Contains so much more of the same tobacco, it gives you a 21% longer smoke, yet costs very little more.
And the tobacco in king-size Chesterfield is of better quality and higher price than the tobacco in any other king-size cigarette.
Try Chesterfield. Either way you like them, regular or king-size, Chesterfield gives you the best possible smoke.
Now, I've always been a great fan of Western Pictures, but I really flipped when Roy Rogers and Gene Autry came on the scene, because if there's anything I like more than Western Pictures, it's Western music. So, text to Bill, let's ride down the canyon.
Riding down the canyon to watch the sun go down, a picture that no artist e'er could paint. White-faced cattle lowing on the mountainside. I hear a coyote whining for its mate. Cactus plants are blooming, sagebrush everywhere, granite spires are standing all around. I tell you, folks, it's heaven. She'd be riding down the trail when the desert sun goes down. Cactus plants are blooming, sagebrush everywhere. Granite spires are standing all around. I tell you, folks, it's heaven to be riding down the trail when the desert sun goes down.
Was sure pretty the way you sang. It brought a lump in my throat.
Well, thank you, Jerry. That's very flattering, huh?
Dean, I'd like to add my vote of confidence to Jerry's. I couldn't have done better myself.
Do you sing, Jeff?
Of course he sings, and you knew it all the time, Dean Martin, so how come you didn't mention it?
I'm sorry, Jeff. I guess I must have forgotten you were a singer.
Well, maybe we can get together after the show and kick around Sweet Adeline.
Sounds good to me.
Well, it don't sound good to me.
Why not?
She's my sister.
All right, Jerry, it's time to wrap things up. So let's say goodnight to Jeff Chandler, who has been a wonderful, wonderful guest.
Yes, sirree, Jeffy boy. Anytime you want to sign your name in our guest book, you go right ahead.
There goes double for me, Jeff.
Well, thank you, boys. Good night, everybody. Good night, boys.
Good night. Good night, Jeff.
Well, folks, that does it for this week, but we'll be back next week. And meanwhile, we want you all to sound off for Chesterfield.
That's right, folks. It's a big boost for us. When you step up to the counter and ask the man for Chesterfields, try them tomorrow. Regular or king size, you'll get the best possible smoke from Chesterfield.
So until next week, this is Dean Martin reminding all our friends in Texas that we're coming down to play the State Fair in Dallas from October 4th through the 19th.
And this is Jerry Lewis reminding all of you that our latest picture, Jumping Jacks, is playing at your local theaters. We hope you'll go see it. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
From Hollywood, you've just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear, produced and directed by Dick Mack, with music prepared and conducted by Dick Stabile. And this is George Fenneman asking you to listen to a personal message from Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we sign off, we'd like to tell you a little something about our pet charity, the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Muscular dystrophy is a horrible disease that strikes young and old alike. And what makes it even more frightening is that the disease is incurable. A cure can be found for this dread disease, but money is needed for research. It's needed badly, and your contributions can help this research to continue. Please send what you can to MDA, New York 8, New York. That's MDA, New York 8, New York. And we thank you so much. Good night.
Jeff Chandler will soon be seen in Because of You, a Universal International picture also starring Loretta Young and Alex Nichols.